Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6411, Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Tammuz, Tov Shiyut Ches. This is to the Va'ada HaMeya'etzes V'har Ma'argenes Hashem B'Kvar Chabad. The committee, the advisory committee, and the organizing committee in Kvar Chabad. They had a special group over there. The Rebbe is actually brought this down before to the different groups within Kvar Chabad. Shalom Avracha. And the Rebbe says, I pray, Yiratzen. First, there's a line here that says, I just received your letter from the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and that was attached thereto. That is your report from the gatherings that have been taking place over the time. And the Rebbe says, I pray, Yiratzen, that based on the words of the Mishnah, loy ha-medrash ikar el ha-maisa. It's not the study is the main thing, but action. Meaning that what? That all of the debates, that and all of the discussions that you have among to bring an actual practical change in all matters about which you dealt. It shouldn't just remain. Like the Rebbe used to say sometimes, you make a meeting to make another meeting. But the Rebbe says to make sure that what takes place in the meeting comes down practically. And that change should be recognizable not only during a auspicious time like a time of a Fabrengen or likewise, but in day-to-day life. And also in optional matters, not only when you're davening or learning, entire behavior should be recognizable in general matter when it doesn't involve Torah mitzvahs, but optional. You should also be able to tell that there is a change based on all of the discussion. And the Rebbe says, the main service of the man is not when he davens and learns. That's mainly in all things. As the verse says, based on the verse, you got to know Hashem in all your ways. Whatever you do, you have to know Hashem. When you're eating, sleeping, doing business, doing your optional stuff, what you're doing day to day, that the Rebbe is praying for them that these meetings should make a change in the general standing of the people. The Rebbe says, since we have been promised the Rebbe says, that words that go from the heart enter the heart. So for sure, the Rebbe says, therefore, to a great measure, it's up to you. If you will talk from the heart, then you will be able to penetrate the hearts of the others. And the Rebbe says that he prays that the merit of the one who founded the kfar and the one who runs the kfar, the Menahel, the previous Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Prince of Israel, that should stand by you for success in the above service and what they're doing over there in the day-to-day service, b'chol drachecho de'eyu, and for all the inhabitants of Kfar to be fitting vessel to receive the great lights which are flowing to the Kfar through its founder, which is the Rebbe, our leader, with blessings for good news, and in all of the above, and may be the will that very soon, with Rebbe's signature. So, Rebbe is happy with all the reports, but the Rebbe wants the reports to come down into action. And Rebbe says, mainly, not even in mitzvahs, but mainly in the day-to-day life, you should be able to tell the difference. Because that's the main service of Hashem, whatever we do, b'chol drachecho de'eyu. And the Rebbe says, it's up to you, really, because words that come from the heart enter the heart. If you will speak from the heart, then you will be successful. And the Rebbe prays for the merit of the previous Rebbe, who is the founder of the kfar and runs the kfar. That should stand by them for success in all the above. to receive all the tremendous lights that are flowing from the founder, the Rebbe Arnossi, the Rebbe Vlesner, for good news and all of the above. And this should happen very soon with the Rebbe's signature.